And we're back. You're listening to Building Business Podcasting Made Easy, the Influencers Formula on the IBGR Network. This is episode number 10. And today we're talking about interviews, solo hosting, and multiple hosts, the good, the bad, and the ugly. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert, and producer of almost 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Ben Gioia, three-time international best-selling author with teachings that are reaching more than 50,000 people worldwide. We are here to help you get your podcast done 13 minutes at a time in just 13 weeks. So remember that you can easily follow the plan at influencersformula.com. If you can't catch us live every week, just go there and catch up and stay on track. And of course, if you want direct live support from us for your business podcast, then you can contact us today at ibgr.info. And hey, did you know 75% of people say that they listen to podcasts to learn something new? So with that beautiful welcome, I welcome you to the show and this episode of Business Podcasting Made Easy.
Thanks, Ben, for that. Did you know 75% of the people say they listen to learn something new, which is why we're doing this. That's really about our why on the whole transformation thing, becoming a person worth listening to so that they can learn something new. We say this is important because really the greatest influencers have three things in common, and it is their voice. It's what they know about their audience, and it's what they offer that nobody else can. And so becoming that person worth listening to so that you can have the most impact is like living in your purpose, right? Becoming a person worth listening to is really fulfilling that purpose. And sometimes that includes other voices. So what we want to do over the next 13 minutes is to choose the format that best fits your influencer persona. Did you hear that one? You have an influencer persona now that you're getting behind the mic. And also the season transformation. There's different formats that can go with the different promise that you make, that big season promise. And it really can change depending on the theme.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Donna. And you know, listeners, if you're kind of going, oh, I don't know what that is. And what about, and just, you know, go back to what Donna said a couple minutes ago or a couple moments ago, right? Influencers have three key things in common. You have these three things, or you're developing them right now. You have your voice, you have what you know about your audience and what you're offering that nobody else can. Or if you are offering that somebody, something that other people are offering, you're offering it as the unique expert that you are, right?
Yeah, so, because there's people that are just waiting to hear your voice.
Exactly. Like champing at the bit, as they say, right? And I don't think it's actually chomping. I think it's champing. But we can work up. We can wordsmith that one another time. We might have listeners who are like, no, Ben, you're wrong. But, you know, I'll finally know the answer. I still think it's champing. In this episode, in service of all of these things, right, you're going to discover three ways to deliver your podcast, right, the benefits and drawbacks of each, and how to choose the right format for you, and how to do that each season, because you can actually change the format depending on the season, right? And that's a beautiful thing about, hey, it's your podcast, and hey, you're an adult, and hey, you can eat dessert first, right? It's on the same list of stuff. So just remember that in this whole adventure of creating your podcast, choosing the format is super important, because your podcast will have a life of its own. It already does, probably. Like I said, if you want to mix the formats, you can, but stay on point with, you know, with the strategy and the reasons why. And Donna, can you take us through each of them? And if we could start with solo hosting, you know, what do people need to know about that?
Yeah, thanks, Ben. I really believe that the solo hosting is a great place to start, especially when you're following our methodology, when you're following the influencer's formula, because it just allows you to get really clear on who you are behind the microphone and what your messaging is and all of that. So with the soloing one, it's used by people with a specific kind of expertise that they want to share. You want to position yourself as that expert. And many new podcasters do start with this formula because it's so simple. You just have to sit behind a mic, and after you've done all the pre-work, then share with your audience. And so the solo episodes, they get you easily creating the marketing content that you can repurpose because you're positioning yourself as that expert. I think the big drawback with this one, Ben, is people say, well, how do I talk for 13 minutes? What if I run out of things to say? And what we say is, if you follow the show notes framework that we did last week in episode 7, you won't run out of things to say. You have plenty of things to say. You might hear us at the end going, oh goodness, we have more things to say. Now we're wrapping up. So really, you keep the flow going because you're following the framework that we're laying out for you. You won't have any problems with that. But the solo episodes, you get to talk directly to your audience, and that creates a nice relationship through that building of the one-to-one connection, even though you're not actually with the people. It's you having that fireside chat like we talked about in episode 8. If you haven't listened to that one, you might want to go back and listen.
Yeah. And Donna, that's so important what you're saying, because that, whether it's your solo hosting or the other ways you're going to describe today, you really want to be speaking to that one person, right? Your one listener wants to feel like you're speaking just to them, right? And of course you're speaking to everybody, but keep that in mind, you know, energetically, like, you know, yes, you want to attract a bunch of listeners. Yes, you want to have a great audience, but when you are delivering the goods, you are delivering the goods to that one single person. You are looking them in the eyes. You are smiling at them, right? And all of your goodness and all your love is going in that one single direction.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And so you consider this solo format as you're starting, because it does position you as the expert. And in what you're doing, and you're creating that marketing collateral, and it fits so well into the influencers formula that we're laying out for you. That doesn't mean you can't do the others and that you shouldn't do the others. We'll talk about that. But, you know, before we go into any more, just make sure to subscribe to the show, because I'm referencing a bunch of these past episodes, and it is a 52 episode series. And so I don't want to scare you with that number, but we're taking you step by step over these little chunks of 13 minutes. And so subscribe at influencersformula.com. And if you want support from us for your business podcast, even more than that, then just contact us today at ibgr.info. That's ibgr.info.
Beautiful. Thank you, Donna. And I'm excited to hear about the other formats. So tell us, please, something that I'm learning. I'm learning all sorts of new terms as we're creating this podcast together. Conversational or co-hosted format. What's the story with that one?
It's what we're doing. Anybody that's been following Business Podcasting Made Easy knows that in season 10, I did a solo season. I did it by myself. I positioned myself as the podcasting expert, because I believe I have something of value to share in that area. And then as I was getting ready to do season 2, I said, you know, really what a natural segue is to this next season is to invite a book coach, and not just a book coach, the book coach, that the only one that I would invite, and that is Mr. Ben Gioia. But
thank you.
yeah. And so we have this conversational style now, and involving two or more people. For us, it's two, and it's this, you want to make sure that there's chemistry together. You want to have this conversation together, and there are a lot of perks, because now you're getting somebody else's expertise that you can bring into here. So you want to have some kind of symbiotic synergy, two S's there, in who you are having as your co-host. There should be good chemistry. The beauty of this one is the accountability to get it done, because Ben, with a lot of solo podcasters, there's the intent, but not the follow through.
Sure.
And so we want to make sure that we definitely get that down, and having another person on the other end saying, hey, we should write our show, is great for accountability. And you have somebody as a backup in case you run out of things to say, or if you have an emergency and you can't make it behind the mic. I do want to keep an eye on our time here and go into the interview format if I can.
Please do. That would be great.
Okay. So then with the interviews, it's just that, where you have your host or host, and you bring in another guest that has expertise in an area that you want to cover. And so you're bringing in another person, which is what it does is it's a multiplier of your listenership. It's a beautiful thing because now they're coming, they're excited, and they're going to say, hey, I'm going to be on Donna and Ben's podcast. You should listen to me on this one and make sure that you catch it. You just want to make sure that you manage expectations with them and keep the conversation on track because you know, that's something that could go awry. We're going to go deeper into the interview format in a couple of episodes from now. So we're going to just gloss over that right now and let you know that it is available. If you decide to do an interview or if you decide to do the co-host, you still want to position yourself and consider doing a solo season so that you can allow all of your expertise to come out.
Beautifully said. Yeah, Donna, thank you. And I do want to add a little subtlety to the expertise bit. Absolutely, you look like an expert as a solo interviewer, or pardon me, as a solo presenter on your podcast. And you also do look like an expert when you interview experts. And that's the beautiful thing about interviews, because you cannot say a thing of value. I'm just kidding. But you don't have to say a whole lot to look like an expert because of the company that you keep and the people that you bring onto the show. So do keep that in mind as you're considering your formats. And, you know, we love action, right? 13 minutes at a time. So listen to some podcasts or think of some podcasts, you know, of different kinds, right? The solos, you know, the tag teams, the interview style shows, and then take action, choose your format, right? And as we always invite you to do, stay on track with us. Let us be your accountability partners. So subscribe to the show at influencersformula.com. And if we can give you any direct support from us for your business podcast and or book, reach out to us today at ibgr.info. So Donna, as we're wrapping up and thinking about formats, any wonderful wrap-up wisdom for our listeners?
Thank you for that, Ben. Really just do some exploration, listen to the different styles, think about what you want to say and how you want to say it, how you can position yourself. Are you using this podcast opportunity for that marketing collateral? And if so, consider that solo. It can be a little scary at first, but we're here to support you all along the way. So that's what I would say with that one as we wrap up episode number 10, interviews, solo hosting, and multiple hosts, the good, the bad, and the ugly. This is Business Podcasting Made Easy with Donna and Ben. Remember that you can reach us anytime at influencersformula.com. We'll talk to you again soon. We got two more comments, so don't go anywhere.
Thanks, everybody.